Canada's oil, the price on it has collapsed in the last little while. The spread of it between Western Canada Select and WTI, West Texas Intermediate, has really ballooned. And if I've got this right, there's a quote here from an analyst on this saying it's a perfect storm of too much supply and not enough capacity. Too much supply?
What? Absolutely too much supply. Hey,
walk me through this, because I've read a lot about this, and this still confuses me a little.
Well, too much supply relative to capacity. That's really what
that's
the analyst
the key
meant
here, right?
I mean, we have a lot of oil in the oil sands region. Let's be very clear.
Right.
And the problem is there aren't a lot of ways to get that crude out of the area where it's produced. You had a shutdown of a pipeline because of a leak, taking a lot of capacity away for transporting crude away.
And you would think that would raise prices. But what it's done is it's driven people to use shale oil, gas, or whatever it is that's coming out of the United States. They found an alternative.
Right.
So it's not really our capacity to get it to market. It's somebody else's ability to get it to market cheaper and faster.
Well, I think it's also that, I mean, bear in mind, the railways have also cut back capacity because they have had some shutdowns as well, rail line shutdowns. So there isn't a lot of ways to get it out of the prairies and out of Alberta. You need to cut the price in order to encourage people to incur the costs required to ship it out of there. You've got to pay up right now to ship it on a railroad, and that's really the only way to get the incremental capacity out. So they're cutting, they don't just pay more, they cut back the price they're paying for it to make it economic to produce. There is no shortage of oil in the world.
There's
Let's be very clear.
Of oil in the world, and they're able, at a certain price, to get it to market faster and more efficiently, more economically than we are. And I guess the question becomes, when you actually crunch the numbers, will a pipeline solve that, or will the shale oil, gas, and oil that's getting to market in the United States, getting to those refineries before us, faster and cheaper than us, will a pipeline from, you know, will Keystone change that?
Shale oil will cap the price at which we will be able to sell our oil. Our oil will always, and always has traditionally, sold at a discount to WTI, a significant discount in some cases. Today, we talked about $25+ a barrel on a $65 barrel of oil. That's a big discount.
Right.
And it continues, it will continue. If we have better ways of getting out of there, more pipelines, if there is a Keystone out there enabling us to move it, that oil will travel cheaper. Pipeline is a relatively efficient way to travel to send the oil out of the prairies.